Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Beautiful.
Your voice sounds like it's back.
A little bit. I have to watch out for the next day or two because it will get worse if I don't like calm down.
Zane looked at me like dead in the eyes yesterday. He goes, I get so jealous with your voice is like fine and mine's raspy.
Have you been screaming?
I feel like I don't. I think it's the drinking and I think it just like fucks up my vocals.
Do you have a humidifier?
I don't.
It does get...
Zane's bedroom's so huge, he would need like...
I would need like 3 in my bedroom just to like fill up the entire like room.
Would recommend it. It's good for hangovers, especially in the winter in LA. Like, because where we're from, especially where you're from, Florida, yeah. It's so humid all year round. When you come here, like your lips get chapped, you lose your voice. I would recommend getting a humidifier. Okay,
it puts some essential oils in it.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of
sandalwood.
Eucalyptus.
A little bit of lavender.
I wish I knew that world. I would never go online and buy an essential oils, whatever.
I know what I'm getting you for Hanukkah.
Don't they say, his birthday is...
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Is your birthday on Friday?
When's my birthday?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
What you don't do research on your guests before you have them on?
I got the invite to the party. Thank you very much. I'm very excited. That would be great.
Zane did have to... You did change the attire for his birthday was black tie.
it's because Natalie said to make it black tie. So I was like, okay, I'll make it black tie.
But black tie is like...
tuxedo.
That's a tuxedo.
I think she may have been confused because she was saying that it would look so nice if you did black tie. I thought in my head black tie was like
suits,
cocktail. I guess. Like okay,
but to me, cocktail is just like don't come in like a tank top.
Yes, LA is actually the worst of getting people to stay accountable about dressing nice.
Yeah,
because you will literally go to a club. And everyone's wearing like hoodies because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
Which is weird because every other fucking city around the country wouldn't let you in if you were wearing a hoodie. But LA, we have these personalities and these egos, not talking about us specifically, but the people who live out here, where they're like, fuck you, you don't know who I am. I'm the best Twitch gamer in the country.
The thing is, I like to wear hoodies.
I know what you mean.
I don't like to dress nice because I don't think I look good when I dress nice. So that's why I like to wear a hoodie. It makes me feel safe. And I think that's why a lot of other people wear hoodies too.
I know.
But I see what you mean though. I see what you mean by like people think that like they can wear whatever the fuck they want. I genuinely just don't like to wear anything else because I don't think I look good in anything else.
Well, then you're in the right city because you cannot go like in New York City if you go to a club in a hoodie.
No.
Even white soles or like this color shoes, you have to have black soles on your shoes in order to get into certain clubs.
Wow.
Like they'll look at your sneakers and say no white soles allowed.
But I respect
what?
That though.
Yeah.
I never knew that about the white soles.
Yeah, in New York.
I hate when the hats rule sometimes bums me out.
I hate the hat rules. I think it's so stupid. Dude, so many people have problems with their fucking hair.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I cover it with a fucking hat? Like, and then the rules will be, no, you can only wear a cowboy hat or a beanie.
Well, it's like, I'm sorry. Let me go.
A cowboy hat? Since when is a cowboy hat considered nicer than a fucking cap?
Let me go tie up my horse right now while I'm at it. Can I wear my spurs in?
Can I wear spikes?
Like,
let me go back to the ranch and get my cowboy hat for
and
tonight.
And people are saying that beanies are nicer than caps.
What?
I think beanies look more like run down than fucking caps. Like, this is a nice hat.
Yeah, it is.
I think this is considered bougie and fancy.
At Bar List, they make you check in your hat like it's a coat.
This is, I gotta do this every time. And then as soon as I walk in,
yeah.
It's like, what's the point? Why? If you're going to be strict, I want you to drag my ass out of that place as soon as I put my hat back on.
Is that what you... I know. It's very silly. But I do, too, when you go to bar lists, you literally put your hat, like you're doing a magic trick. Like,
yeah, just like that.
Nothing.
Have you ever gone anywhere, like, though, and you've been like, why is that person wearing that?
Hat?
Like, or like, have you ever gone into an establishment, though, that is nice, and you're just like, you see someone
who's they'll wear just... like a glitter tank top with like very revealing, or
I think like the only time I think I've ever been like, damn it, could like I think when they're wearing like a wife beater,
or they're wearing a shirt that says like, or they're wearing a shirt that says like vacation mode on. Yeah. But have you ever been in a situation where you've walked up to a club and they've been like, oh, we don't allow those pants. And then you have to go buy pants and then throw away a pair of shorts or something. Yeah.
I've been there. Actually, this city, when I first moved out here, I felt like I had to keep buying pants because I didn't. Who's calling me?
Who was it?
The government.
My landlord, actually, eviction is happening as we speak.
You're getting evicted?
No. They want to like renovate the kitchen, and I just. I don't know. I don't know if I want.
Can we make the picks?
No, we make the. It's not like, even
give
our
us
house.
The budget.
And yeah, we'll, right. They want to. They're waiting for us to leave the house for a week, so they can renovate. But a part of like, so I told Heath this, and Heath was like, "Well, they shouldn't be allowed to do this. They should give you at least half rent or something because they're because your kitchen's not being used now for a week." I'm
and
like, damn, I didn't
you
think
can't
about
live in
that.
The house too. Yeah,
yeah. Because if it was the other way around, I feel like people would 100% ask for like I feel like people would 100% ask for like a little bit of their rent cut off. Or when there's a construction happening next to a house that's for rent, usually people ask for a lower rent because I'll take the place, but just have to deal with this noise every fucking day for 6 months.
Well,
so I get it, but I think they're trying to get their house ready so the moment we leave, they can like
sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm curious to see what they do. I mean, our kitchen right now is very like 2007.
It is. But the thing is, how they're going to just replace the cabinets? That doesn't make sense to me because I feel like it all vibes together.
I think the cabinets are fine. No, the cabinets are the only thing that should be changed in the countertops.
What are you going to change the cabinets to that's going to make everything look...
It's still that kind of like Tuscan mom vibe.
That's what I'm saying, but the cabinets are very Tuscan mom vibe. So what are you going to change it to?
All of it. He's saying change
the countertops and the cabinets. Just maybe they're probably going to make it that super fast fucking modern vibe where it's just like sleek straight edges. There's no molding to the crown molding.
Yeah, the cabinets are very like
intricate.
Yeah. It's elaborate, but I think it's homey. I would change the countertops to like a concrete countertop, like instead of granite.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that granite countertop.
Yeah, it does feel like
it is so 2003, baby. Get rid of it.
Absolutely.
As soon as I walk into like a Mediterranean house, I'm like, I don't know what it is about it. I think it's a mixture of the floors, because the floors are always like this tile.
Yes.
My house has it right now. My mom's actually trying to change it up a little bit, but my house, like the house, my mom's house, it is like very Mediterranean.
Like you may have like a rooster that's above the cabinet.
Yes,
some fake grapes, bottles of like olive oil with just stuff in it that's never just for show. It's just for show, trying to make it seem like they're in Tuscany.
Have you seen the meme where it's like an apocalypse could happen and the only thing surviving are those fucking bottles? Like the bottles of the peppers and what is that? Nobody knows what that is.
They just try to make your kitchen look like you're in the middle of an Italian villa.
And every time you grab it, it's just slimy. I don't know how oil just gets
slimy. Yeah.
It's crazy because you fill it up, but like, why is it so slimy on the outside? It's like people using it, but no one's using it.
You're right. It's like this condensation that's coming from the inside. Like it's seeping through the glass.
It's gross.
But like,
can you imagine going today to like Home Goods and be like, what do I need? Oh, we need a spiral metallic holder for 3 bottles of oil that we're never going to open.
If Mariah's here, she'd be really offended right now because I'm sure her parents' house is filled with that.
Do you remember those kitchens though? Before everybody had that type of kitchen, there was nothing like better than having that like wealthy friend who had that Tuscan vibe.
Oh yeah, but it was like a good Tuscan. Yes. It was like
your,
nice.
Your first friend who had like granite countertops and they had that stacked refrigerator and you were just set when you were over at
and
their
dog, Husky.
Oh yeah. Yup.
And what was in their pantry? Bagel bites, pizza rolls. They had every brand.
Dude, they had the strudels.
Yeah, like,
they had Pillsbury strudels. Plenty of icing.
Where you're able to use the icing and they wouldn't get mad.
Now, okay, strudels. Were you a strudel guy?
Pop-Tarts?
No, strudels.
Pillsbury strudel.
No, where you heat it up and then you put the icing on it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wait, now did you do a design? Did you try to do the zigzag or did you just spread it?
I did this. Look, so I went like, I did like the barn house. To the barn house or the X and then I would take my fingers and I would wipe it along so it got everywhere evenly and then I would use two packets every time.
Lethal, but then that's gonna screw you over later.
No, wouldn't screw me over, it screw my brothers and sisters because they would have to deal with the no icing.
But yeah, no, I was icing,
real
man.
I was real selfish when it came to the strudels.
What was your favorite flavor?
Strawberry.
Oh.
What other flavors did they have?
Like apple, like cinnamon apple, like an apple pie kind of flavored. And then I think there was like a bit of a wild berry and a blueberry.
You were allowed to use the oven yourself?
You would use a toaster.
No, use a toaster.
Toaster oven. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Oh my God. You would use a whole oven for that?
I thought you were doing like for the whole team, like the whole class.
What were you having for breakfast as a child? Because you're like a bagel guy now, but real.
Oh, like bagel lox for sure.
Bagel, I still do. I just ordered 2 dozen bagels from New York delivered overnight fresh.
From New York? There are bagel shops in LA. You're saying there are bagels right now on a plane coming to you?
They arrived this morning.
Why are you... all bagels are the same.
No, yes. They're not.
There's really no place... Like, every time I get a bagel from Starbucks, from anywhere, I eat them like... This is good.
It's a bagel.
You can't have a bad bagel.
Like, okay. I get maybe a lobster from Maine. Like if you were really craving like something from that side of the country. What is great about the bagel from New York?
There is something. I do not know what it is. If you when I will bring you the bagels. I got 2 dozen. What I do is every month I place an order online. They make the bagels. They make 2 dozen bagels. Package it. Ziploc it, overnight it to my house, and then I put them in the freezer. And then
you know they're laughing. Like they're probably like, "Who the fuck does this guy think he is?"
There is a quality and such a definitive difference between a New York bagel and every other bagel in the world.
Okay, but you're getting the bagels from New York, and then you put them in your freezer.
You freeze the bagel, retains the freshest, and then when I want one every morning,
he's like a 6-year-old grandma. Yeah. Like, oh, you were gonna put it in the freezer so it lasts for 3.5 years.
I'm hungry, Grandma. Well, we got some frozen bagels, you just gotta de-thaw them out for a
all
while.
All my foreign friends' all my friends had foreign parents. They all did that shit. They buy bread from like their Brazilian cafe markets, like 3 hours away, and then freeze it. I'm like, bro, just get the fresh shit from Publix, okay. And it's gonna taste 10 times better. Fucking, have you had Hank's Bagel down the street?
Yes, that is good, but I promise you, there is something better and different about.
Where are these bagels from, Mike?
Yeah,
I'm gonna open this up.
Are they like bigger? Like
they are bigger, but there's also, I mean, this is a thing that the water in Brooklyn that they make the bagels with is just better because the water in New York City is some of the best water in the country. Larry King, the TV guy, has a place called Brooklyn Water Bagels out here, and they ship the water from New York to LA to make the bagels.
That's one thing that I don't get about New York. But I know that the water is cleaner. It's actually some of the cleanest city water. But then you're like, how is LA not like that? Because when you look at New York City, you're saying that whole fucking city.
Well,
we're getting it from
the north, like upstate New York and Connecticut.
Speaking of water, it's crazy how we lived in Studio City, right? I think that water in Sherman Oaks is a little worse than Studio City because I. Remember I first bleached my hair in Studio City, right?
Yes.
And I would take a shower and it stayed the same color. Sherman Oaks, my hair's turning yellow in like 2 days.
Oh.
And April's like, why is your hair turning so yellow every time you see me? And then she realized that, oh my God, you lived in Studio City and the water is much better than water in Sherman Oaks.
Because I think our water in Studio City came from the Hollywood Reservoir. And that's like a natural like lake. Because but I didn't realize that at the time. But I lived when I also was living really close to where like Olivia O'Brien lived. That area, That water, ooh, that water comes all from there, and I bet still then that water in Studio City came from that reservoir. But that's why you can literally just drink out of the sink, and it's amazing. But out here, it's probably different.
Yum. Just like, just imagining drinking water in that area, bro, it tastes like Crystal Geyser. Oh, good shit.
I still use the water machine, even though I'm in Studio City. I don't trust
that. Zane will buy one of these a day and carry this around.
This is your water. That's good, though. You want to be drinking a gallon
I buy
a day.
These as a measurement. Like, I try to finish the whole bottle, because if I get like a jug, I won't be able to keep up with how much I'm drinking.
Grey Goose vodka? What is this? What is this?
But it's wild, like, now that, like, the water conversation, I feel like it's been the strongest it's ever been. Like, do you drink purified water or spring water?
I try and goose, dude, Topo Chico mineral water. It's got potassium, it's got calcium, a little magnesium. Mineral water.
Okay.
What was it with you? Well, we were watching like a documentary or a show, and they were talking about how a guy invested in it was at David's. We were watching a movie. It was about somebody was betting on the real estate market. What movie is that?
The Big Short.
The Big Short, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then in the end of the movie, they said that the guy is now betting on the failure of water. The water, just water in general.
The Christian Bale's character?
Yeah.
With the I, Michael, what's his name?
Michael Line something?
No, Michael Broom?
Something.
I don't know. I have to watch that movie like maybe four more times to fully understand. Because I was watching it, just, it was, I couldn't understand anything.
That's where they have Margot Robbie so explaining something in a bathtub.
And then Selena Gomez is explaining
something. Yeah, it was really, crazy.
They use those scenes to like help you understand it better, but it's already distracting. Because you're like, I did not see it going like this. No, the housing market is a really fascinating thing that happened in 2003?
Eight.
Oh, yes. Why am I thinking 2003? 2008. Do you know anything about that, Mike?
No, he just knows the bagels.
They've been giving out faulty loans to people who couldn't afford their houses.
You want to talk about the subprime mortgage crisis? Is that what you're talking about? And the mortgage-backed securities that they were selling with AAA junk bonds?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this what you want to talk
about? I have no fucking clue.
Pretty much, do you think, well, hopefully, how many percent of people became victims to that?
A lot. It was insane. I mean, it started the recession. That's why we had a recession in 2008. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Audible.
You don't need to ride an elevator for the music or pick an airline for the movies. So when it comes to audio entertainment, it makes sense to choose Audible. It is the home for stories told by the biggest stars like Ethan Hawke, Kerry Washington, and Kevin Hart. It is home to epic adventures, chilling mysteries, and can't-miss comedies. Audible is the home of storytelling. So let your imagination soar with audiobooks, podcasts, and originals.
What we love best about Audible is that no matter where you are, you can let your imagination run wild because of the wide, various selection of all different kinds of originals and just great books. No matter where you are, what you're doing, you put on Audible and you're transported to a new world.
Audible is the home of storytelling with all of your favorite audio entertainment in one app. You can find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible also has an incredible selection of audiobooks across from every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title per month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream all of their included titles as much as you want. And what I'm listening to right now, Matt's got me on the Donna Tartt train, so I'm listening to A Secret History by Donna Tartt.
I'm currently listening to Yearbook by Seth Rogen. Love that memoir. And he's actually reading it in his own voice, so I love it. Now you can even listen to Hoot and a Half on Audible. How cool is that? All your favorite content in one app. So let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, to be inspired, or to be entertained. New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/hoot or text hoot to 500-500. That's audible.com/hoot or text hoot to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. audible.com/hoot. So it's, I guess the thing is, when it was happening, though, I wasn't really aware of it. But if I was my age,
We would all been fucked, truly. Because what basically,
if we were all the age we were at now, and it was happening, we'd be fucked.
That's scary.
Yeah, basically, just to recap very briefly, what would happen is you would go and you say, "I want to buy a house," and they would say, "Okay, how much money do you make?" And you go, "I make $100,000 a year," and they say, "Okay, so you can afford a mortgage payment of $2,000 a month right now, but in 3 to 5 years, that mortgage payment is going to increase. So you'll be able to own the house. It's a 30-year mortgage. For the first 2-3 years, you're going to be paying nothing. And then after 2 to 3 years, the mortgage will come to the actual amount because you can't actually afford $1 million house. But we're going to put you in $1 million house. You're going to pay as if it's a very cheap house.
$2,000 a month?
And they were approving everybody. Everything. It didn't matter what they were making.
Yeah. And they would say, like, you know what? You could use another. You could actually afford a bigger house. So they're putting all these people and saying, well, by the time the payment increases, you'll be making more money anyway. But inflation and wages did not keep up with what the amounts were.
And they did that kind of on purpose because they knew that, oh, now we could buy the house off these people for much dirt cheap.
Right. Once they can't afford it anymore. So you did understand the movie.
I kind of did. Yeah. But like I wanted to – like every line that they were saying, it was just – had big fucking words in it. And I just wish I understood what those words
meant. They
use
big words like that to confuse people, like subprime mortgage and mortgage-backed securities, all these things. It basically just means you're going to move into a house. You're going to pay a little bit today. And then in 3, 4, 5 years, you're – payment is going to like triple overnight. That happened to millions of people, and then everyone was trying to sell their house because it's like, I can't afford to live here anymore. And then everyone's houses were on sale, so the market crashed, and then they were selling their houses for less than they were worth.
And it's because like there wasn't like enough like oversight from like the government.
The government and the banks were giving away loans for free. Like they were giving away loans to people who shouldn't be able to afford it. If you're making $100,000 a year, you're not going to be able to afford $1 million house.
Right.
Yeah. Like, but they were giving them.
But they were
like
giving
candy.
It away.
So sad.
But the reason to order bagels from Brooklyn.
You know, I'm going to bet against the bagel market coming from New York.
I get that it's weird, but I kind of like starting my mornings with like a trip around the world. So like my beans for my coffee when I'm not having Cremota, which I do have very frequently. I love Cremota. My roommate loves it.
They were good.
Whenever
I'm
out of Cremota and I have, let's say, beans from Africa, I'm like, ooh, starting the day off with a trip to Kenya. Then I'll go to New York and have my bagel, and then for lunch I'll have a California something.
You would love Epcot. You should go.
I've never been to Epcot.
I haven't either. Oh. Actually, I went a long time ago, but like it was like a walk by. Like I didn't really truly get to experience.
I know that there's like drinks and stuff. You can drink alcohol and you go around to like different parts of the world. But like, are there rides?
Yeah, there
Epcot?
Is a ride. The big golf ball is a ride. It's a small world ride, and I think that's
it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's that's not. Disney it's World.
Small, it's not. It's a small world. It's not at Epcot.
I think it is.
No, it's not in that building.
That's in Disney World.
It's a small world.
It's
after
a small
all.
World after.
It's not in Epcot. Epcot's for all the adults. That ride, It's a Small World, is like right by the castle at both parks. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. Maybe it's in the Florida one. Have you been to the Florida Disney?
Yeah. No.
That's where Epcot is.
That's where Epcot is.
In California?
No. I've been to Disney World so many times. Epcot, okay, I've never been. And I've been on that ride so many times. Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know why the fuck what were we doing on that ride? It was like the whole family, no kids. Oh. We're just like for who?
I would love to go to Disney. I haven't been to Disney World in a minute, but I love
a good theme park. I love theme parks.
I know, but sometimes it's like I get anxiety because it's like there's too many people. I want to go on like a perfect day where there is nobody,
like a Monday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you just gotta just save up for fast passes. I think those fast passes are just
best.
Make
when I went with my parents, we got fast passes to Universal, which granted is not as crazy. It was the best experience I've ever had.
I just don't like how now, especially during these times, you need those passes in order to fully enjoy the park.
But 100%. Isn't it still like you can't just walk on the ride with the fast pass? You have to like wait for a certain time with the fast pass?
No, that's just Six Flags.
I thought Disneyland, it's all this time shit.
I thought that was Six Flags. Yeah. I know Six Flags. You have to like reserve a time to
like
go on
insane.
The ride.
That's insane.
But that's because it's so overpopulated now. They should have a cap every day.
Also, if you go there when it opens, there's like a path that they want you to take. So instead of going like, let's say the park opens and like you start going to the right and then you make a loop around, get there to the park and do the opposite. Go backwards through the park when you first get there and then you can hit everything much faster.
Is it because people normally usually
they just follow the path? Yeah. So like, okay, the first ride is like in Universal.
Or
like,
go get on the train and that takes you across the park.
Yeah. You like you right start you at the there. End at the very beginning of the day and then you sort of go reverse engineer against the people. That's what we did. It was great. Like everyone, when you first walk into Universal, there's like the Simpsons world.
Yeah.
And I was like, we'll come back to this later. Let's go to Secret Life of the Pets.
Funny that you brought that up. So years ago, we just loved water parks for some reason.
Oh, we loved water
parks. And we decided that we were going to go to Blizzard Beach, right? We're going to go to Blizzard Beach. It was a water park, but it was like ice theme. And we decide that let's go there the second it opened to be the first in line.
Yeah.
So we could do all the water rides.
Yeah.
We went in and we started doing the water rides and we realized how disgusting water parks are.
Yeah.
You realize how disgusting they are when it's completely empty.
Clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you see all the marks everywhere because when it's filled, it kind of looks cleaner when it's filled.
Water parks. You can't tell me that kids are not peeing in that.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Every child. But
I think they dump fucking chlorine. Chemicals and chlorine in there.
So too.
I mean, it's probably real, like you still get out and probably fucking burns.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there's definitely kids peeing out, but I think they do whatever they can to make it like as sterile as possible.
Have you been to Schlitterbahn or heard of Schlitterbahn in Texas? It's a water park, but all the water every day comes from the river.
From the restaurant.
So they cycle they cycle in like natural spring fed water, river water, into the park.
That's pretty good.
So but like so the water's like kind of green because it's river water. But it's like
clean. It's green.
It's more renewable.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
So Zane, what's your Thanksgiving tradition? Are you a big Thanksgiving guy? Do you celebrate? Do you fly home?
It's gone to the point where Thanksgiving is not like that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah.
Especially since the family's gone a lot smaller
mm-hmm.
because parents are separated, or my mom's separated. Like we don't see our family much anymore. So it's been like when I go home for Thanksgiving this year, it's gonna be me, my mom, and my brother.
Oh,
pretty
damn.
Much. Yeah. It's just gone so small. 6-7 years ago, it used to be a big family thing. It'd be like fucking 30-40 of us. And now it's just
Holly's family. Can you go and see them?
The thing is that they kind of keep it separate because I think Talia has like a whole family. Like it's not just a family. It's like a whole family on that side that we really don't know.
There's a lot of juggling involved.
Yeah. So, and we used to be separate where it was our whole family then her whole family. But yeah, no, it's kind of gone.
What's your go-to meal? What's your Thanksgiving food of choice?
I don't like Thanksgiving food. This is what I get during Thanksgiving. I get mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and turkey. That's it.
Stuffing?
No, I don't like any of that shit.
No cranberry sauce.
I don't like any of that. Gravy? No, nothing.
I have never had cranberry sauce. I was like, yum, yum, yum.
I think that's like the old, like your grandparents and like,
just putting that little shit on it. Just getting that cranberry.
Every time me and Matt go out to eat, for like 5 seconds, I'll just be like, hey, Matt, look. And I'll just be putting like, just like jam on like a cracker and just putting it really slow in my mouth. Because if you just look at older people eating, they're putting the weirdest shit together and just eating. And you're just like, what?
Yeah, watching old people eat is an insane thing to do.
I know. Ooh. And it's going to be us one day. It's going to be us.
I feel like, I hope not, but I pay attention to old people and I'm like, make sure when you're like looking at someone, your mouth is not like open. You ever see old people just like staring like...
Oh, yeah. But...
I'm like taking notes for when I'm old. Like, just let's close it up.
I think we're going to be like really cool old people.
I think so too.
Because I think we're aware that like we can't let ourselves be too old.
Yeah.
But, I always see kids on TikTok when they're with like their parents or they're with their grandma. Sometimes you'll come across like, oh, there's a really cool grandma. I'm like, hands down, that'll be me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you want me to do some bit for your TikTok? Hopefully it's even around.
Oh, I want to be busting my ass for my grandchildren's TikTok.
Yeah.
100%.
Shaking ass at 70.
You know who I saw on Friday? Was it Crispy lady?
Was it Crispy?
You don't know that lady?
The Krispy Kreme?
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Was it Crispy?
Was it Crispy?
Exactly.
You've never seen that lady?
No. I've never even seen that lady.
She's like an old Jewish woman in New York. You saw her?
At Spartina.
Does she live here?
I
Did you go up to her?
I don't think so. I think she lives in New York. No, I didn't. I don't know.
Dude, I feel like TikTokers are like so approachable. Like if someone's on TikTok, just go right up to them.
I think it's like I would have approached her if she was outside the restaurant walking out. I would have been like, oh my god. But I don't know. I wouldn't do it in the middle of a restaurant to draw more attention to that person.
Oh no, sorry, not in the middle of a restaurant. Like
at a Ralph's parking lot.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh my god.
Do y'all feel bad, or do y'all wish you went and saw Harry Styles now that it's like almost over?
I mean, I definitely respect him as an artist, and he has really good songs. I would never go to a Harry Styles show.
It looks like church.
It's like a Scientology like event.
It's not a concert. That's worship. Yeah. That is like they are like people are like standing around.
Who is this man in a sparkly shirt? Everybody is.
Because no one. It's like he's never really singing. It's everyone else singing.
Screaming.
I feel like he's more like just talking to people too, or pointing at people that have big signs.
Oh, yeah.
Biting his lip at different.
It's like he's doing bits.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a preacher.
Did somebody throw like something at him recently?
Yeah, and he catches stuff. He responds to signs.
Yeah, he like caught something with his mouth.
I see. He's doing so many shows. That's gonna be 15
nights.
Yeah.
He did 15 nights in MSG and now 15 nights here.
You know what? He should do some more. At first, I was like, "That's too much," and now I'm just like, "Perform."
He has to be making at least like $2 million a show.
Yeah, probably more. Insane.
I bet. Yeah. Do you think? I bet he's really generous with his money though too. Like his band members and stuff. Do you think so?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think it is kind of silly. Does he still come out in like? The cargo. Sometimes
he'll come as the gear.
This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by Uncommon Goods.
If you want to avoid boring, basic, and bland gifts this year, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list.
Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want.
Here's one of our favorite things that we've had on the set for a long time now from Uncommon Goods. This is our little elephant bowl that has it's empty now because we eat all the snacks, but this cute little handmade elephant bowl made out of wood. Matt got a beautiful pair of sunglasses, as well as
I got a great set of wine glasses that I love. Patricia and I think are perfect for our kitchen, and we are so excited to have them in our forever home. And they have not only these, but so many to choose from. Honestly, you will spend forever on their website because you will start falling in love with every single product. It's a perfect place to find gifts for the ones you love. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you could find anywhere.
With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they have donated more than $2.5 million to this date.
So if you want to be the hit of your holiday season and show off everyone else that is bringing boring basic gifts, and you show up with your Uncommon Goods gift, this is the place to find the gift that you want
to
bring.
So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/hoot. That's H-O-O-T. That's uncommongoods.com/hoot for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, they are all out of the ordinary. Have you ever seen Taylor Swift one time left a hotel in a suitcase? Have you seen that?
No.
She like hides inside of a suitcase so that way paparazzi doesn't get her. She'll be bundled up like this and someone will wheel her out in a suitcase so she can get to and from her airplane.
Because you know her fans will just like stand outside of a hotel. One time they swore that she never really left the hotel.
Yeah.
And they were like, how did she leave? And they looked at like all the photos and there was a suitcase and everyone believes that she was in the suitcase.
And she never like confirmed that?
No.
But like, that's so like, it's funny how celebrities like they try to like keep every shit a secret. If that was me, I would 100% be like, yep, I was in that suitcase. And that would show BTS I'd be getting into that suitcase.
Right.
I think it's so interesting and funny. Like, take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make content.
Yeah, but then again, if she tells people that she did that, then they're going to start Stealing every suitcase that comes out of a fucking hotel around the time that she's there.
I couldn't.
I was just thinking how many outfits he has to wear for 15 nights because he's changing outfits like in between every song. That just seems exhausting.
Every song he's in a new outfit?
It looks like it.
Do you think he's in like all Gucci because he's in that Gucci campaign now?
I think he's doing, they do custom stuff for
him. Custom stuff for sure.
That's nice. I want custom stuff for like when I go to Saddle Ranch. You know, like,
yeah.
There was a point in time where you were like hiring a stylist for like parties now.
Me? No.
Yeah. Didn't you hire a stylist one time to like pick clothes for you to go out because you just like ran out of hoodies?
Oh, that was for Coachella, and I genuinely didn't have clothes, and I don't like shopping. I'm not good at shopping.
You're indecisive. Like, yeah.
I don't know what looks good.
I love that when you're like, oh yeah, my stylist for Coachella. I was like, that's exactly what you need. Yeah. Just take the pressure out of it.
Like, to me, a stylist is like, he has a really good sense of fashion. So he like grabbed clothes and was just like, this is gonna look good here. I guess that's a stylist.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, I can't tell. Like, I'll see like outfits, like, you know, like you'll see like outfit TikToks of like dudes who are like, this is a great jacket, buy these pants. Yeah. And you're like, shit, that's a perfect fit. But you're like, is it a good fit or is this person just really looks handsome? Good.
Yeah.
Like, Todd, the reason why Todd's insanely attractive. He's got like the beard, the hair,
he can wear whatever the tan fuck he skin. Wants.
Yeah. It's just all there, so he can rock anything. But when you put it on us, we're clowns.
Yeah,
he was moving out. And he's like, hey, you want something? You want any clothes? I was like, oh my god, absolutely. And I just know that anything I put on, that's in his closet.
You clothes?
No, he didn't give me any clothes. I didn't really. I never like. Actually went through his closet and looked.
But yeah.
I also just don't want to like smell like Todd every day too, because you know once somebody is wearing something for like years, I feel like you just now
it's like theirs.
It's very identifiable. You're like, well, that's Todd's jacket. Sometimes it sucks with the social media stuff because like we'll record like one podcast episode in an outfit and then we like you don't even want to wear it out again because you feel so defined in that outfit because so many people have seen you in it. You know what I discovered? And I know this may exist for girls or this may exist for guys, but some girls I know have it. They have this thing called like Rent-A-Closet, or basically you pay a membership every month. You get a bunch of clothes for that month. And then when you're done for that month, you send all the clothes back and then you get a whole new closet every month.
Oh,
that's
pretty
cool. So because you think about it, like, the amount of money sometimes we spend on clothes and you buy it and you only end up wearing it a couple like, times and then it loses all its value. Sometimes you're just like, I'd rather just pay for brand new clothes I get every month that get returned and I just get new clothes so I always have a new look.
And how much like does something like that cost?
I don't know, but I sometimes think about it. I think you would end up saving money, the amount of money you would spend on clothes.
Mm.
You know?
I think something like that would be good for me, but the thing is that why do I feel like every time I get a new box, I'm only going to like one thing out of the 10 that I get?
I know. I feel like it's going to be like a bunch of like dad's like looking stuff or it's going to not have it. But I if the people in the comments, if y'all know of a good closet shopping thing like that, I would be open to it.
In the comments, I really just send me good websites. I'm really like, bro, I'll go to Target and buy something. Like I just want to buy like nice clothes.
Target just makes it so easy to buy clothes too. You're like, oh, Rugrats graphic tee. Yeah, hell yeah.
And I like cheap shit. Like I want to. I think cheap shit looks better on me than expensive stuff.
And also, you feel less bad if you buy a $10 shirt and then maybe wear it once versus like, ooh, exactly. This is $160. Like, if you only wear it once, you kind of feel like a schmuck.
Exactly. I bought Wrangler jeans, man. I was so excited about them. But I want to get those like nice, good, like high-waisted, good, like dad jeans.
Oh, you see, I would never look good in that shit.
Do you know Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams? Have you seen that movie?
I've seen it, but how do you remember what the fuck he was wearing in that
Because
movie?
I was watching it, and the movie came out, what, like 1995? He's just wearing these jeans in it, and I go, I want to be able to wear jeans that fit my waist, but I don't have to wear a belt.
Oh, like dress pants. It's like pretty much dress pants.
Are you excited for your birthday party?
I'm not. I'm really tired.
I feel like you don't like being the center of attention.
But I don't
like
being the center of attention.
At least it's a collab birthday party with Charlie, though.
Exactly. I'm the old, like, have you ever seen a collab party like that?
I mean,
when it's someone's birthday?
I think recently that's becoming a little more popular where you can combine friend groups. But like at Dobrik's party, I feel like that's the type of thing that you like where you're not responsible. You don't have to be saying hi to everybody. You just go and have a good time.
Exactly.
But on your birthday, it's like you have to be saying hi to everyone. Yeah. It's your party.
And also the girl that's like throwing the party, her birthday's the next night. And Maya is like, why, like, I would feel so bad if I was like, everyone's saying happy birthday and she was like there, like, too, singing. And it's like, nobody. Yeah, so I was like, no, let's, no, put your name on the fucking invitation. Let's enjoy this. We're even going to try to, like, I think me and her are going to do black tie. Because we're just like, fuck it, let's just do black tie. So we're going to try to, like, compliment each other's outfits.
Nice.
That'll be nice.
Just so, like, it kind of, like, works. So I'm excited about that.
Get up presents.
Gifts? No, are you accepting
you do
gifts?
Not, no, you, I'll accept it, but you do not need to get
But not okay. at the party, though.
No, yeah, I want a stack of gifts like a 16th. Like,
I was getting presents at my birthday party, and I was hammered. Like, I had, like, a friend who was like, hey, I got you this book. It was trying to explain to me this book, and I was, like, so drunk. And then I was like, hold on. I'm gonna put this here, and I don't even know where the book is.
You see? Yeah, that's...
It's. I have it. I took it.
Do you really?
No, I'm kidding.
Actually, I think my brother has it. But okay, cool. It's going to be at Melrose Place. Don't worry. This will come out after, right? Are you doing the second level, top level?
The rooftop.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. I just was at an event there.
Yeah. It's. You were there the other night. We were on the second floor. That was a lot of fun. I think they're down to let us start having stuff there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a great little, like, it wasn't too big, but not too small either. And I liked how, like, the DJ booth was right there and the dinner table was right there. It was like a perfect little setup.
I've been wanting to watch that show Melrose Place. Remember that, like, soap opera?
No.
You never heard about it? It was like, you know, Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah.
There was a show called Melrose Place that was about people in their, like, mid to late 20s that were living in an apartment down over there.
Oh, really?
I saw a TikTok of someone, like, asking a Gen Z person to read the name of that TV show, and they said Beverly Hills not 90210. Like, they didn't know that it was 90210.
What?
Yeah, they're funny. Like, what's the name of this show? Because it's just, they didn't grow up with it.
Do you think Beverly Hills is losing its, like, allure?
Yes.
Is that a word?
Allure? Yeah.
I think it's losing its allure.
Yeah, like, 90210 area code used to, like, people would pay money to have that zip code, which is insane. Like, you could make, like, an extra $500,000 on your house if it was 90210 zip code versus a different one, just because of the TV show.
Exactly. I think that allure is now moving to, like, Malibu and
Seattle.
Yeah. Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
914.
I love how, like, when we first moved out here, we started right in the heart of things, and we just made our way up and further away from everything.
Yeah, but I still think we're, like, this is, like, the best kept secret of LA is where we live. It's so nice.
In the very, very southern tip of the valley.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's really nice. There's no traffic really here, and you're still not far away from, like, everything else.
You know, Zane and I, we have this whole theory that the outside of our house is like a simulation.
Oh my God.
Can you explain?
It's out of fucking Truman Show, dude.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was something only I was experiencing, and I kept it to myself for a really, really long time, and then finally I brought it up. Every time you walk out of our house, there is always somebody walking
their dog
right in front of it.
Right in front of the house. Or when you're backing up from the driveway, someone is in your rearview mirror walking with either a stroller or a dog.
It's the same person every time.
No, different.
It's somebody.
It's just
but the thing is, and then right when they pass, look down the street. Look, nobody else. It's only this one person, and it's just always somebody.
Like a simulation. It's just loading an NPC, and... Every single time you leave the house, there's
we send a picture to each other, like,
every time.
Yeah, it's
I want to say it's not every time, but it is like 70%.
Yeah,
someone's outside
just walking their dog
or pushing right in front of her house.
It's like they were rehearsed to always be there.
And it's like you load up a level in a video game. Yeah. Every time it's the same loop over and over.
Exactly.
There's always someone inside of our house or outside of our house, so we think something's up.
I mean, I think we're getting pretty close to proving that in the entire reality is the simulation.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think at this point, I think we should bring Heath in because I know he loves this conversation. Heath!
Does he really?
No. He likes, like, shit like this.
It's like a conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, the whole simulation theory, yeah. I want to believe, but then sometimes it depresses me thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, but I hope we find out soon. That would be lit if they're like, oh, by the way, we figured it out. We're in a computer.
That'd be sick.
Let it rip.
Just something else. Yeah, something for us to get excited about.
Out of all your investments, do you feel like you are going to, like, could you see yourself being one of the sharks on Shark Tank? Happy Hour, Cremota, I mean, podcast.
Are you saying that, like, realistic? Like, would I ever want to be somebody
if they were like, we want to be
an angel investor.
Like, we want to bring you on as a guest host on Shark Tank. Like, do you think you could do it?
No, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Not no, they give you money. They're like, we'll give you $1 million to invest.
It doesn't matter how much money you give me. I literally wouldn't be able to do something like that. You can give me the money, and it would probably be a great show, because I would be like, yo, have you seen this fucking idiot on this show? Maybe that, you know what? That would probably honestly make their views go up, because there's like a giant idiot on the show, like trying to pretend he's a shark.
You don't think you could like suss out if someone's pitching you on something that makes sense or not? Like, we invented a stroller that collapses on itself and... or like be like, yeah, I'll give you 5% for $100,000 in your company.
I have to learn more about that world. Like, I'm not like familiar with that at all. I wish this is another subject I wish that they just taught us in school. Like, yeah. I hate that I don't know anything about this world and you have to hire somebody to do it for you. I don't like that. It sucks. Especially when I know I'd be able to do it if I understood it.
You know, like, Mark Cuban has, like, not really in the green from any of his Shark Tank investments?
I think most of the Shark Tank investments are, like, break-even. A lot of it is just publicity for them.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, these people must be just killing it. Because they're investing, and then they have to be making more money.
No, I feel like most
of them go under.
Just fall flat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's been, like, a few hits. Like, Scrub Daddy was a big hit.
Yeah. Just because they're sharks does not mean that the business... Yeah.
I want to invent a scrub daddy. I want to be in the thingamabob
just
business.
So simple. The thingamabob
business. I want to invent something that is a thing and it's simple use and it's easy product.
Remember that fucking trunk thing? I was like, we all thought of this. That's so annoying. Right. And this lady just invented it. Like, what just is it? Okay, so you know how like when you come back from the beach and families are always changing in the trunk.
Yeah.
Like in front of everybody.
Oh.
In our heads, we're always like, we should be able to like cover it. We're always using a towel to cover the kids and cover ourselves,
like a privacy screen.
And not once did any of us think to come up with something where it's a magnet over your,
like a privacy screen that attached to the,
but the thing the lady made, it's 2 seconds,
it's just magnets, just fucking, and I know, magnets in a tarp,
and dude, it had like a million likes. I'm like, oh, this lady's gonna become a billionaire. Damn. easy invention.
You know, remember we talked about the girl who made the like those like scrunchies that can become
the covers,
covers for your drinks, so yes, nobody can drug you. I was just watching a TikTok of her like pitching it, the success of it and everything, and all of a sudden my face comes in it, and it's a clip from Unfiltered of us talking about it.
Wait, where was it?
It was on TikTok.
Oh, on TikTok. I thought it was on TV feed,
and I was just 30 seconds in, and I'm just like, damn, this girl created a great product. What a great invention. Just watching the compilation of all of her success. And then I'm in it. I'm like, what? It was pretty crazy. But that's a great business idea. But Scrub Daddy, just a simple product. I don't want to build out like an app or like some
features.
We're getting people to rethink how.
No, to you want to like make the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Oh, huh. Just a friend's girlfriend. Her name's Ayla. She just came out with this dog bed where it's like you bring it around. It rolls like a little sleeping bag. And you know how dogs love to sleep on fur.
Yeah.
Right. Because you always have to put a blanket on the couch.
Yeah.
Now this is an outside fur bed type thing where like if you're eating at a restaurant, you bring your dog with you. You open it up and it's like a fur.
Oh, that's
smart. Outside bed, and the dog like lays in it, and every dog would love that.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they all love sleeping on fur. It was a genius idea. I haven't seen that before, but she just like launched it. Like, wow. I think yesterday.
Do you know the guy who invented the Bop It? Like, also invented like.
Bop It, like the
Bop It.
Yeah. Twisted. I follow him on TikTok.
He's invented so many types of products. Also, like, you know, toilet bowl cleaner. You know how like the bottle of toilet bowl cleaner is like angled. He invented that.
That's brilliant. Wow. He also, I think I saw a TikTok of him that he invented like sand claws originally. That it's like from the 80s that like you grab it and then it helps you dig in the sand. But he didn't patent it, so he made no money on it. Wow. And then he was like, all right, I got to patent my shit. And he made the Bop It, and he made like $1 billion.
Is patenting really hard?
It's really expensive. Because you have to basically hire a lawyer to like... the way that you have to get a patent is to prove that what you're doing is new and original. And show the many different ways it can be used and how it's built. So that if someone else tries to make it, you can prove that this is the one that you made. Like, so if someone tries to copy it... You want to make the patent strong enough to say, like, if someone copies it, that this is a copy of my patent.
Wow.
It's a really intense process.
But are all patents classified, though?
No, that's the difference. Like,
can we look up any patent on the internet?
Yeah, patents are public. So, they're like, for example, like, I know Rolex has a specific type of glass that they make, and they didn't patent it because they know that it's so complicated and so difficult to do that they would rather just not reveal how they do it with a patent, and it's like more exclusive because it's not patented.
Because nobody else can like make it like Rolex.
They're like, no one's even going to compete with us, so we may as well not reveal how we even do it.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's a whole world of that kind of crazy shit, but...
Wow.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Stamps.com. Right about now, the holiday season excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. Slaying through traffic to the post office, inbox looking more like a blizzard than a winter wonderland, rushing to send gift cards to your loyal clients. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. There's no lines, no traffic, no hassle. And even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, up to 86% off. Stamps.com is a stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it with Stamps.com in the dashboard. Rates are constantly changing, and with Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know that you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. So this holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started at Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code HOOT for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code HOOT. And now, back to the episode.
Yeah, here, Matt, the thing, you try to invent something and I'll like invest in it.
Okay.
How about that?
Because, I will.
Because
I
my brain cannot think of a new invention. Simple inventions
think,
like that.
There are days where I'm like, I'm going to buy a 3D printer. Like, just
I'm gonna make it my own product right here in my fucking room.
Yeah, just start thinking of an idea. Prototyping. 3D printers when they first were out, I'm like, that's really cool, but that's a little too extensive of a piece of technology to have in my home.
No,
but they get tinier
now.
And tinier and more simple where you're like, hell.
You should join the Reddit, subreddit.
The thing that I have my Apple Watch and my AirPods that sits on, that's a 3D printed object. Like, I could have done that from home. There's a lot of things I find myself buying where I'm like, I could have that 3D printed and just trying to prototype something.
I genuinely don't understand 3D printers. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I could read 15 pages about how 3D printers are made. I just don't understand it.
You do. You know that it's like a little, like, it's almost like, you know, weed whackers, those little strips of plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like those, hot glue guns.
Yeah.
You know, it goes in like a tube and then it comes out like liquid. It's basically that happening,
it's
but they're
plastic.
doing layer by layer by layer by layer by layer of it, and it just...
And you're feeding in a 3D model of a thing. The printer is just going like line by line, but instead of just on a piece of paper, it's like building the piece of paper up.
It's pretty cool. But it's just... Then every time I look at the software of someone using it, I'm like, okay, that's too much. Like Photoshop sometimes, I'm like, make it easier.
I know.
Make it easier.
That's why I use PicMonkey.
They're like, look what I did. It's some time lapse of someone on Photoshop doing all of this stuff. You're like,
no.
Fucking just use some faces. Yeah. Extract it. Now you can copy and paste out a whole fucking edge. They're using a magnetic lasso.
Yeah. They're developing new shapes to wrap the text around. You're like, just get it.
It's too much.
I know.
Oh, man. What would you want to invent, Mike? Did you have an invention that you always thought of and then finally it came out? You were like, shit.
A coffee cup that stays heated. That was an idea that I've had for a long time. And there is one.
Thermos?
No. A cup, like a mug. In the morning, it's not for traveling. It's for at the home. You pour your cup of coffee. If 10, 20 minutes later, the coffee's cool because you're just in a regular mug. There's a company that
makes... Coffee cools actually in a glass, like coffee mug, way
so
too fast. Way too fast.
So there's
fast.
A company that makes, there's a little puck underneath, and the puck has, heat in it, and it's almost like a mini coffee pot, but the mug will stay warm. It's, $150. It's not worth it.
You know what
it,
I like seeing on, my TikTok? Those cups that, mix your drinks for you. Oh, go...
Oh, like it has something already down
inside. Yeah, I think that's so cool.
Like a blender?
Yeah, like I saw protein. Like hot cocoa just...
Yeah.
And I thought that was just a brilliant...
A game changer. Worried about the coffee getting into that and molding or something, you know?
It's like a blender. You just got to clean it every day.
Yeah.
I guess so. I would think it's cool like those bars where where like the beer fills up on the cups from like the bottom.
Oh yeah, that's.
I think that was a Shark Tank idea too.
But the thing is, once but that little thing at the bottom, if you're having your beer and you just push your finger up, yeah, all the beer comes out of it. So, but like just knowing that,
you just start pranking people.
It makes me want to just like go like stick my finger in.
I would never. But that's a. I think it's a Shark Tank product too.
Yeah. Would you ever get chipped? Would you ever get an RFID chip? Like, if like you could just have a chip and you could just walk in your home like that?
I don't think I would need it.
Yeah, like, where would you
like
need it? If we worked in an office or, like, had, like, a restaurant or something where you have to, like, go in a lot? I don't know.
My life it wouldn't make it that much more convenient to have it.
Yeah.
Do you, it seems you guys a little have excessive. Teslas? You guys still use your Tesla car key, right?
No, I the phone. I hate the Tesla car key.
But doesn't it's Aaron on your, not it's, use her car keys, or she's keyless, right?
I don't use the key ever. It's on your phone. There's the Bluetooth app, and when you get close to your car, it just unlocks through the phone.
I should turn mine on.
That's how do you get into your car?
With my little key card. I have to always swipe it on.
No. You swipe the card into like the car?
Yeah, like I'm buying something from
that's
a store.
That's not how you do it, bro.
Well, that's how I've been doing it.
Wait, you don't even have to swipe it? You just tap it?
No, you just put it up. Like,
every
like,
time I unlock my car, I'm like, I could be running away from a killer and I'd be fucked because it takes me like...
Wait,
10 seconds.
You're swiping it in between the door?
No. It's like you put it on the black part, yeah, and then you got to slide it down, and then it'll unlock.
You don't
it.
Have to slide. If you just know where to put it, you just go like this, and then it unlocks. But on your phone, in the app, you can do remote key. You walk up to your car, it unlocks. You walk away, it locks.
I know. Every time I look, every time I like notice it that I have to do it, I tell myself I'm going to do it later that day, and I don't.
I'll do it with you after we film this.
Okay, perfect.
Do you think if we were in the 80s, we'd be doing stand-up comedy?
100%. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, we? Us?
Well, because we don't have the internet, but do you think we'd be out here, like, grinding, like, differently with our own talents?
It's like what Jason was doing. Like, you'd be
because there's no videos. There's really no content creating. Here's the thing, though. You have to either be good at stand-up or good at acting, and I'm neither. So...
But you could do, like stand-up... Not just stand-up comedy, but, like, put on a comedy show where it's, like, you're doing skits or you're writing stuff. Like, what Jason used to do in the 90s.
The thing is crowd work. That's a whole different, like, leg of...
Crowd work's different, though. I don't know. Or maybe you would have, like, been, like, the Jackass guys who, you know, they just picked up a regular video camera and filmed them doing dumb shit. They kind of started it.
That's so interesting. Like, I honestly wouldn't... The thing is that I don't think I would have been able to do it because I'm not good at being like on stage and in front of a ton of people. Like, I think that I have like big stage fright when I do that, but like I'm able to do what I'm doing because I'm behind a camera and I'm like with my friends.
We don't have to hear the audience laugh. We know that when
you know
they're laughing on their own.
I wouldn't be able to make it back then. 100%. No way.
You would still be at the airport.
Yeah.
But unless you got on a sitcom, the whole thing back then was like being a comedian and then you got like hooked on a huge sitcom deal. And then you took like your
good at improv and acting
with you to like be on that sitcom.
Yeah.
Or I would love to be on the sitcom.
You think
Matt,
so?
No, Matt would be like a big weatherman.
You think so? Yeah. Over here, we got a...
let's see. Come on.
I think it's good.
I don't have enough good like meteorology.
Talk about the cold front coming in, precipitation.
We have a nice cold front coming in to Sherman Oaks, and if we look towards Rancho Cucamonga, there is a slight breeze, and that's all going to push towards the north here.
If you look over here at Gilead.
Oh, yeah. Do you watch Handmaid's Tale?
No.
He doesn't.
You liking this new Game of Thrones show?
I love it. We're just not going to see it for another 2 years.
House of Dragons?
Mm-hmm. House of the Dragon.
Oh, it's House of the Dragons. Well, Jack Cook edits this, right? Doesn't he go House of Dragons?
I don't know.
Or House of the Dragons.
I just can't.
House of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon.
The House of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon. Okay. I want to be an extra in season 2.
What would you rather be an extra?
They're filming that right now. You gotta go.
No, I don't think they're filming it right now.
Oh, they aren't?
No, I follow some of the cast. They're not filming.
Would you rather be in Euphoria or Game of Thrones?
No, Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon. Yeah, I want to be like in, because I know they all like are really in the moment. Like Euphoria, I feel like it's not really. Like, I feel like
they're on Instagram in between takes, shooting TikToks.
Yeah, I feel like I'd really. I don't know.
Everyone would be more thrilled if you're on Game of Thrones. If we were on Euphoria, they'd be like, why?
Yeah. Like, I just don't think it would be that exciting. No. I want to be like holding a goat in like episode 3 of season 9. Like for 2 seconds, you see my face. I just want to be able to tell people that, like, guys, look, I'm right there. Yeah.
It's got to be like a pause. And pause. Like, those kind of moments. Nothing where it's going to be too much of a distraction from the show.
Exactly.
But enough to where maybe they get a boost.
Like, the whole pop star video I did for Drake's music, that was cool because I was, like, so out of the way.
Yeah.
But still, everybody noticed it, which was really funny.
I still really geek out every time that video comes up. Like, when I was Patricia, all of her college friends were in town, and they were like, oh, my God, pull up pop star. We love that. I'm like, the Drake music video? They go, yeah, it's our favorite music video. And I go, my roommate Zane is in it. They're like, really?
That's so funny. Dude, we were in Miami right as soon as that video came out. And so everybody kept playing the song and fucking he kept on going to different people. You know the song? He's in it. And all the girls were like, what? Wow. Huh? Let's watch it. It was really funny. Because I've never been in anything like that traditional in my life.
Yeah.
The music video is long though.
It's my God. This shit was like 9.5 minutes.
It's like a
minutes.
Fucking Zoom call for the first 2 minutes. And then you're like, wow. Wrap it up, and then the end of it, it's like you know, like a third grader wrote like an essay. It's like, I woke up and it was all a dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like, end, it's like Justin Bieber and like Haley.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
so I want to be genuinely. What do I need to do? Do you think to get on to like as an extra? Why do I feel like a part of me is like. Oh no, American influencer, YouTuber, no, we don't want them as a part of anything that we're doing all for House of Dragons. Like, why do I feel like they would look down?
Where are they filming? Is it like.
Oh, and probably in fucking.
Like New Zealand?
Yeah, like also, Croatia.
Are you
like,
SAG?
Scotland?
Do you have to be SAG?
I'm bad.
No, I feel like it's easier if you're not. Because
bro,
then
I'll
then
do
you can
it
just
for
roll
free.
In.
Yeah. I'll pay for my own flight.
I think you could. I mean, you said you follow some of the actors. Like.
Fabian follows Patricia.
You should.
Ask him.
You should. You should find out who's directing and who's a writer. Maybe not writer, but like who's producing,
I feel like that's
who's directing.
Just like to reach out to the writer or director.
On Instagram, you probably have like 500 followers on Instagram. These guys are not like, it's like an email address. Just be like, hey,
yeah,
I love
the
show.
Yeah, but I think that's like a little like embarrassing to like, I feel like.
What's the worst that they could say? Nothing? They ignore you?
Yeah, but then what if they see my name and they see I reach out through like my team, I think that's a little bit more like, oh, this guy's desperate.
Shoot your shot, baby. What are you going to do? Not?
But don't embarrass yourself.
No, I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Don't ruin it, Zane.
What if they're like, Zane, congratulations, we actually have a monologue for you.
Oh, no.
Could you do it? Could you do a British accent?
No, I could not do a monologue. And you'd have to have an accent, too.
Yeah, like, Zane's on set going, but where? But where are...
My dragons! Where are my dragons?
And they just cut you out. Like,
if there's like, I feel like, because I kind of look like Oberyn Martell. From
yeah,
Game of Thrones,
I mean,
I feel like they could put me in like the Arab like houses, like the, you know, in the, with the snakes, because I look like a little.
You look like you could fit really well.
You should just DM them and say, "What are the odds I can hold a goat for one scene in the background next season?"
But like, we have to make sure there's goats in.
But you're not asking to like be in the show. You're not asking to be a character. You're just asking to be an extra. Like there are extras. Like this is a job that people have.
But I think they would make me sign something saying that there is a chance that. The scene will be cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that would be devastating. You come back and we have a whole watch party, just chips, popcorn, everything's
but
out.
But they like, I feel like that's too much for them to have to promise that. Because what if the scene just doesn't work and they need to cut it out? Like they can't have that on them too, right?
I would say shoot your shot. Stephen Colbert is a huge fan of Lord of the Rings and they put him in one of the movies. Like exactly like
well,
that.
That's Stephen Colbert.
You're Zane. What's your last name again?
Hey, John, you're Zane Hazagi.
Hazagi. Didn't you get something in the mail the other day? Like Zane Hagazi or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not that important for them to like have to.
Shoot your shot, baby. This is the
but
year of the double down.
I wouldn't DM him and be like, what are the odds?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Go slim.
I'm saying, but you don't want to make it like you're trying to be like, oh my God, I would love to be a character in your show. I'll send in a self-tape. I'll read. Like, that seems a little desperate.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do
but
that.
But if you make a joke almost out of it, like, what are the odds you need someone to hold a goat for a background scene next year?
They'd be like, oh my God, my daughter loves your videos.
Because like, I feel like everybody that like is in my position in this like internet world would never, like, they're too big headed to ever
spend time
for free to be an extra in a seat. Like,
no, they're going to go to auditions and have an agent and like try and do it for real. But you kind of do it as a bit and then maybe you'll succeed. You have to try.
Honestly, I think just like even just seeing everything go down would make it worth it.
Isn't it so frustrating knowing that there's like hundreds of extras in a scene? You're like, how can I not be one of them?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah.
An extra like is an easy thing.
One fucking person, just put me in it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Like, that's what I think would increase
but
your chances.
This is where I get selfish, right? This is where I want to be the center of attention a little bit. I wouldn't want to be with a giant group of people because I just don't think that's worth it.
You don't want to be like, that's me, the
third person. I want to be kind of by myself.
Yeah. I get it. You want a spotlight. You want a little spotlight. A
little spotlight.
That's totally fair.
Like, you know the scene where, like, the last episode where everybody's in the hall and they're announcing the king? Like, that is... I couldn't, like, there's no point in doing
sure.
that.
Sure.
It'd be cool to be a part of that too, but I really just want just that quick little.
I would say shoot your shot. You'll even, worst case, if you go to the set and just meet all the actors and, like, you're on set, that's a cool experience in and of itself.
Extras don't get to meet everybody, I don't think. I think they keep it very separate.
But you would be maybe a little bit elevated than an extra.
I would just, the thing is that I would also. Pitch in like just content around the show. Like, I will post everywhere like they need it. But like, I would just, I don't know.
You're like live streaming yourself. Like, hey guys.
All right. That was fun. That was such a breeze.
Thanks for joining us, Zane. Happy late birthday. Well, now this episode will come out, but I can't wait to party with you and celebrate.
And
this
happy
weekend.
Thanksgiving to everyone who's about to.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.